Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Dukes and Bell. And coming up, by the way, Brent Key is on the way. We'll also get into some NFL conversation. Yeah, man, no man as well. Falcons did report today. What did the gentleman say to you about how you're wavering back and forth right now?
Yeah, our buddy Brandon Mincy, he's comparing me to one of those inflatable waving arm things you see by car dealerships, that I'm kind of going down, that I'm up, that I'm basically vacillating between enthusiasm and pragmatism when it comes to the Falcons. And I said, that's the world I'm living in, man, because I know I shouldn't be looking backwards. But like a frog that can look backwards and frontwards at the same time, I'm still thinking about the things that we talked about last year, the kind of, you know, from some coaching decisions, late in games, clock management, strategy, or lack of strategy. I'm still kind of in between. So, yeah, I am. I'm waffling. I'm a waffler.
Okay. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man. Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
That's me.
That's where you are. You're listening to WCGC. Guys, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta. I think, Mike, and by the way, a guy asked me too. He says, you guys are talking about these interviews. What if I'm working? What if I miss it? Odyssey app. We've been telling you this. I mean, like, here's where it's at. We get it. You can't tune in at the particular time. I understand. You can go to the app, and you can always listen and go back and hear what was said on the interviews. So if you're looking like, I don't know, man, I want to hear Drake London, all right?
Right.
And we get him on for whatever reason. Somebody has him on the radio station. You want to see what he has to say, you can always go to the app and check that out. So I want to remind you guys as we get to camp, because we don't assume that you're going to be able to tune in every single minute and hear all this great stuff that's going to happen, but you can go back and listen. So that's an opportunity to check that out. All right, Brent Key's on the way. As we discuss this, you know, today report day, as we had Adam Schefter on to start the show today, and Schefter again talking about the Falcons, the expectations around the country and what people are saying. There are high expectations for Michael Penix, but I also think, Mike, these second-year quarterbacks, and I'm not talking about the rookies, right? I'm not talking about Cam Ward. Right. The second-year guys, because Penix now is a second-year guy, even though he didn't start last year. But, you know, the Caleb Williams of the world, the Bo Nix, right? McCarthy starting for the Vikings. He's a second-year guy, even though he was hurt. I think there's a lot of expectations for the group last year, Mike. The guys we got to see, like Jaden Daniels. Does he take a step back? Because if Jaden Daniels gets any better, the Commanders are going to Super Bowl.
Right. I mean, they went to the NFC Championship. Yes, they were outmatched against the Eagles. We get it. But just, and the, you know, things they've added. They've added things on both sides of the ball. Yes, they do have a disgruntled wide receiver, but they did add Debo to help out. And if they can get that contract done, you got a hell of a receiving core. You know, I do think that, you know, people expect, you know, some teams will be rising or falling. I don't know what to make of Dallas. You know, Dak Prescott's coming back. They do have a lot of weapons. Now, again, it's a good problem to have. You got so many talented players, but you don't have enough money to cover them all. And that's why this Micah Parsons thing is kind of dragging out like a soap opera, and Jerry's not helping by saying things about guys he's already signed and bellyaching about guys he's got to sign. But you could argue if the Cowboys get their ish together under Schottenheimer, big if, you know, they'd be another team in the NFC. So all of a sudden you're like, so where do we fit in if we don't win the division? So that gets back to the conversation about Adam Schefter. He does believe we are a playoff team.
I do too. All right, what do you guys think? Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, C Dukes, and this radio show, Dukes and Bell 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. All right, we got to get to 4th and 1.
It's time for 4th and 1 on Dukes and Bell.
First down, let's get this right now.
All the NFL news and notes you need as we drive for the touchdown on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Speaking of Micah Parsons, let's start there, Mike, because Jerry and his son Steven had their say. Well, Parsons is there. Yesterday, he didn't participate in any drills, but he was there. And then he spoke to the media afterwards. I want you to hear a few things he said. One, talking about whether the Cowboys want to get a deal done or not.
Cowboys want to get a deal done?
I mean, honestly, you know, for me, it really don't matter. Like I said, I've been pretty consistent. If they don't want me here, they don't want me here. I go about my business. I understand the nature of the business. Like I said, as long as I'm here and under contract, I'm going to do what I have to do to perform at the highest level. But if this is the end, this is the end. You know, there's same way that Jones, Jerry Jones, and Stephen Jones, and the other Jerry Jones take care of their family, it's the same way I need to take care of my family. You know what I mean? I got my own 3 kids of my own, so we all need to take care of our own family at the end of the day.
I got to take care of my family.
Yeah. Bread on my table. We were talking about Jerry. You know, saying, is he a leader? I need him to show some leadership. We're going to give him that check. And then remember we talked about his off-the-field stuff. Not bad off-the-field stuff, just very involved in media, you know, podcasts and interviews. He did have the beef with DeMarcus Lawrence. Remember that went viral about beefing like, well, you weren't a leader. Well, you weren't a leader. So who is the leader? You know, if you got, you know, 2 guys on your defensive line that were squabbling, not sure how that played out, who's right, who's wrong. But is Micah Parsons that alpha dog? I think he is. I don't know. I'm not inside that locker room. But Jerry, I don't believe anything. I don't think Jerry knows what he's talking about when he starts questioning things like that.
Here's Parsons talking about the lack of movement in the contract talks.
Micah, how would you characterize how close you are to getting something done?
I mean, I don't know. We'll see. We'll just see how long things take, you know?
Thank you, Pastor.
And again, for those who missed Adam Schefter, Schefter was saying today, part of this is that Parsons in March spoke with Jerry Jones. Jerry really wanted Micah Parsons to just say, yeah, everything you're saying is good and we're going to get a deal done. Then what Micah Parsons did, what any good player does, talk to my agent. And Jerry and Steven have not done that. So that is where this riff is happening, because Jerry and Steven are like, we hadn't talked to Gator. We're not talking to him. We talked to you in March and everything seemed like it was good. So now, Mike, this is when it gets personal, because like you're talking to the player, you know, we love you. You're telling him all this stuff. We're going to pay you. Okay. You just want him to say yes. And he's like, talk to my agent. You're not talking numbers. So that's why Parsons is answering like, I don't know, because they've not talked to him or his agent since March. Last but not least, Parsons on Jerry Jones's comments.
For each other, but stuff gets said in the media. Have you had a conversation with him after yesterday's presser?
Nah, but I'm gonna talk to him. You know, I just thought as a whole, like, you know, everyone's situation is different. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm here for my teammates. You know, I'm not here to please another grown man. I'm here for them. You know, I want to be here with Trey, watch him rehab, watch him go on the field, watch his growth. I want to be here battling with Terrence Steele. Like, I'm here for these guys. I'm not here for him, you know. So I think, you know, at the end of the day, he's on the field with us. You know, we're on the field playing the games and things like that. So,
I'm here
by
for
the
my
way,
guys.
Jerry Jones asked today, and we were talking about this yesterday, and we had mentioned it with Steve Wyche. He was asked yesterday in the media session if he'd ever thought about stepping down as CEO of the Cowboys.
Let me guess. No.
Small fractions of seconds, momentarily.
He said he's
for fractions of a second, Carl, Jerry Jones has thought about stepping down.
Jerry wouldn't know what to do with himself.
No, but we played that audio from, if you missed it yesterday, you basically had an 89-year-old owner sounding like he's ready for the home of the Bengals, saying, I can't give a guy a fifth-year contract because he could be arrested. He could be in jail. Talking about Shamar Stewart. Great way to start a working relationship, right?
Yeah.
And then you got Jerry asked by the media yesterday, like, you know, what about Parsons? You know, you gave Diggs a contract. What about Parsons? And he's saying, well, maybe I was too early giving Diggs his deal. So you've already taken off guys that are under contract, let alone guys you haven't signed. man, it's just, if you're a Cowboy fan, and real quick, one of my neighbors, Carl Kirby, he grew up in Dallas, Texas, and he worked here in Georgia for years with the FAA, big Cowboy fan, and he said it to me today, walking the dogs, you just know you're going to be good, you're never going to be great with Jerry. You're never going to get back to the Super Bowl, and there's always going to be something that's going to conspire to keep you out of the Super Bowl. You've got a lot of great talent, but you know that Jerry is that constant obstacle to your success.
They've had... Mike Brown. They had their chance, Mike, when they went 3 years of 13 wins.
Mm-hmm.
And DQ was your coordinator, your defensive coordinator, and your defense was really good. That was, they had to get there. And you hadn't paid Dak $60 million yet either, and they weren't able to get there. Guys, they hadn't been out of the divisional round. So, trust me, your neighbor, I'm aware, man. Like, that's the vibe in Texas is that I can, how long can I ride with this team and continue to be let down? You think we've been let down?
Right.
You think we've been let down? They hadn't been in a Super Bowl since the mid-90s, guys.
It's one thing when your team
is... And it's the Cowboys.
Right, when your team isn't good. Like, we've been, you know, last couple years, we've been like 500 right on the cusp. Needed a quarterback. Cowboys have had a quarterback. Last year, of course, he got injured. But to me, Dak is a guy I still don't trust in the playoffs.
Yeah.
I just don't... I mean, that playoff loss 2 years ago to the Packers, that's about as embarrassing as it gets. And that's when a lot of Cowboy fans say, you got to fire McCarthy right there. And you waffle and you keep McCarthy for another year. And then what do? You move on and you bring in McCarthy light. Brian Schottenheimer, you didn't even go outside the ranch.
Well, remember, he's not called plays. That's my biggest beef with this. You guys remember when he was at Georgia?
Yeah, 1 year.
Do you remember this?
That's when Rick was really kind of throwing stuff up on the wall.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Was that the futon butter?
Uh-huh.
Futon butter?
Batter, yep, it sure
was. We call the futon butter.
So, I don't know where this goes, but the Micah Parsons situation, my guess is it gets resolved, but no time soon. Hey, man, 4-1 is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Caleb Williams has a goal. Can he accomplish it? 4,000 yards. He would become the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. Wow. He also wants to complete 70% of his passes. There's only been six guys in the NFL to ever do that. Drew Brees did it four times. Nevertheless, here is Caleb Williams on the goals.
Obviously, I have self-goals, and that's, you know, being the first 4,000-yard passer in Bears history. That's a, you know, goal of mine, 70% completion that helps the team, keeps us on the field, puts us in better positions. And then other than that, just trying to go down and, you know, score the most points that we can with each drive that we have. So that's kind of my self goal. And obviously other than that, you got to go win. That's success for me. That's success for the team. That's all we wish for and all I wish for.
You know, the Bears have got a bunch of guys in the Hall of Fame. They're one of the most omnipresent when you go up to Canton to see all the guys. They've never had a quarterback in the Hall of Fame. And the high water mark, obviously, was Jim McMahon. Then you get into, like, a Rex Grossman. Think about that.
Cutler.
Jay Cutler there for a minute. That cab drive I had that day. You got to go back to Atlanta. Tell your listeners what Jay Cutler is. He's a real off. I can't say that, sir. Good for him. Look, you got the coach in, Ben Johnson who came down from Detroit?
Yep.
So you got a guy who's... strengthen up the trenches. You got a lot of leadership up there. I mean, that'll be our old center. Dom will be the center up there for him. Plus, you know, they've got a tremendous set of skill position players. So let's see. Also in one of the toughest divisions.
No doubt. If he's able to pull this off, Bears a playoff team, guys. That's how I feel. Like, if he's able to do this. But they didn't protect him last year. He got sacked 67 times or something of that nature. That's been the problem. Hey, Mike, real quick, we talk about playing in the preseason. Did you see what the Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor, said? They plan on playing Joe Burrow more in the preseason this year than they ever have.
I don't understand that. With a guy, I mean, Michael Penix Jr., you want a guy to get more reps, and I thought he needed more reps last year. Of course, now we know why. Didn't want to get Cousins upset. But no, that doesn't make any sense for a guy who's...
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kind of sort of becoming an operation game. Remember the calf? Remember you and I were doing the show at Hooters a couple years ago, and all of a sudden he comes up lame in practice?
Yeah.
Elbows, arms. No. I would have him on ice, man. That's one series for the – that's one where one series in the preseason does make sense.
It's crazy.
Right?
Some of these coaches' philosophies, they're thinking, all right, we got to get our guys out there more because there's less preseason games, more opportunity. Who knows?
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.